Pendengar sekalian, pendiri WikiLeaks Julian Assange yang sedang mencari suaka di kedutaan Ekuador di London telah mengajukan keluhan pada bulan September 2014 yang lalu ke United Nations Working Group on Arbitrary Detention bahwa dirinya telah ditahan secara tidak adil oleh pihak Inggris dan Swedia. Laporan dari kelompok kerja PBB itu menemukan bahwa Assange yang telah 3 tahun tinggal di kedutaan Ekuador di London telah ditahan secara tidak sesuai dengan hukum. Berikut ini laporan tentang hal itu. United Nations Working Group on Arbitrary Detention yang memiliki yurisdiksi di Afrika, Eropa, dan Asia Pasifik, termasuk Australia, telah menemukan bahwa Assange telah ditahan secara tidak sah. Kelompok itu menyelidiki kasus perampasan kemerdekaan yang dikenakan sewenang-wenang atau tidak sesuai dengan standar yang ditetapkan oleh Deklarasi Universal Hak Asasi Manusia dan instrumen hukum internasional yang relevan lainnya. Assange saat ini menetap di kedutaan Ekuador di London. Sebelum memasuki kedutaan Ekuador 3 tahun yang lalu, Assange dimasukkan ke penjara pada tahun 2010 di Inggris dan kemudian dibebaskan bersyarat dan dikenakan tahanan rumah atas tuduhan pemerkosaan ketika ia berada di Swedia. Meskipun ia belum dikenakan hukuman atau pelanggaran itu, ia meminta suaka perlindungan kepada Ekuador pada tahun 2011 untuk menghindari kemungkinan diekstradisi ke Amerika Serikat dari Inggris atau dari Swedia. Greg Barnes adalah salah satu pengacara Australia yang memberikan dukungan hukum kepada Julian Assange. Ia menjelaskan rincian kasus Assange yang diajukan ke kelompok PBB itu.
The basis of the case here is that the Swedes and the United Kingdom in refusing to allow Julian Assange access to the outside world after he sought asylum, it has amounted to arbitrary detention. It's also because Sweden has not laid any charges against him, so he's in a position where Sweden and the United Kingdom have effectively held a person in circumstances where where he's simply been the subject of an investigation. That's not something that is lawful in international law.
Pendiri WikiLeaks Julian Assange mengatakan, keputusan panel PBB membenarkan bahwa Inggris dan Swedia telah melakukan penahanan sewenang-wenang terhadap dirinya dan ia harus diizinkan untuk pergi bebas. Namun kemungkinan besar Assange akan tetap berada di kedutaan besar Ekuador di London setelah pemerintahan Inggris dan Swedia menolak putusan itu. Pada hari Jumat yang lalu, Assange membuat penampilan langka di balkon kedutaan untuk memberitahu pendukungnya atas kemenangannya dalam panel PBB tersebut.
How sweet it is. This is a victory that cannot be denied. It is a victory of historical importance, not just for me, for my family, for my children, but for the independence of the UN system.
Kelompok PBB menyimpulkan bahwa Assange ditahan secara ilegal dan akan memanggil Inggris dan Swedia untuk membebaskannya. Namun pemerintah Inggris telah menyatakan bahwa keputusan PBB tidak memiliki dasar hukum. Pihak kepolisian Inggris mengatakan Julian Assange akan tetap ditangkap jika ia keluar dari kedutaan Ekuador di London terlepas dari keputusan panel PBB itu. Menteri Luar Negeri Inggris Philip Hammond mengecam keputusan PBB itu dan mengatakan kesimpulan panel PBB itu cacat hukum.
Julian Assange is a fugitive from justice. He's hiding from justice in the Ecuadorian embassy. He can come out onto the pavement anytime he chooses. He's not being detained by us. But he will have to face justice in Sweden if he chooses to do so. And it's right that he should not be able to escape justice. This is frankly a ridiculous finding by the working group, and we reject it.
Namun pengacara Assange, Jennifer Robinson, mengatakan Inggris dan Swedia memiliki obligasi untuk mematuhi keputusan PBB.
If it is in our favor and in Julian's favor and he is found to be arbitrarily detained, which is what we have now come to expect, that is an unlawful status as a matter of international law, and it would mean that the UK and Sweden have obligations to take positive steps towards resolving this situation. And if they fail to do, they would be in breach of those obligations.
Barrister Greg Barnes Direktur Kampanye untuk WikiLeaks mengatakan bahwa banyak negara peneratangan konvensi hak asasi manusia sangat selektif ketika harus mematuhi keputusan konvensi tersebut.
There's a strong argument in international law that they are obligated to do so, and in fact they are obligated to do so at international law. The question is what happens if there's a failure to do so, and the consequences can range from sanctions to more severe actions, but the real issue is ensuring that nations act consistently. The United Nations framework only works effectively if so-called civilized nations such as Australia and United Kingdom comply with rulings from the United Nations, independent United Nations bodies.
Salah satu anggota tim hukum Assange lainnya, pengacara Melinda Taylor, mengatakan ia tetap optimis atas hasil yang positif. Namun ia tidak dapat mengatakan apakah Assange akan meninggalkan kedutaan itu.
A slightly complicated situation in that he is detained because of the physical presence of police, but also because of the risk of potential extradition to the United States. So his ability to leave the embassy is not just contingent on him not being arrested, but also on him receiving adequate assurances for his protection. And it is our position that the best position would be for him to be accorded safe passage to Ecuador, because Ecuador has given him asylum, which does give him effective protection from any risks associated with the ongoing investigation in the United States.
Sementara itu, Menteri Kabinet Australia Christopher Pyne menyatakan bahwa informasi yang dirilis oleh Assange tentang perang Afghanistan dan Irak telah membahayakan keselamatan masyarakat.
That's true. I mean, the release of classified information, no matter how much some people who are libertarians think that this is good for democracy, it actually places people's lives at risk, including Australians. And our servicemen and women, including those in intelligence agencies, are actually trying to protect us from terrorists and those who do us harm. So Julian Assange is no hero.
Namun, Barrister Greg Barnes, Direktur Kampanye untuk WikiLeaks, mengatakan kepada Sky News bahwa tidak ada bukti tindakan Assange itu membahayakan nyawa seseorang.
There's absolutely no evidence that any of the information that Julian Assange has released has caused anyone's life to be in jeopardy, for a very simple reason, that the information that he released in relation to the folly of the Iraq war in Afghanistan was historic information. And it's a real pity to see Richard Miles and Christopher Pyne echoing the sort of hard right sentiments that come out of the United States on this particular issue.